Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On Saturday or Friday, when we flew in from our overseas trip, a plane touched down at MSP, and as we were taxiing off, I looked off to my left, and I saw kind of a indiscriminate aircraft parked kind of over by the side, and I saw a number of vans at the bottom of the aircraft, and sure enough, there were people in shackles walking up the steps, and I said, well, look at over there. That looks like a ICE plane that's taking deportees away from Minneapolis and St. Paul. I bring that up because our next guest also has been viewing those planes much more frequently than I have. He's someone we've talked to before for a much different reason, because I share that Ave geek bug that he does. And I think last time I talked to you, Nick, we were all geeked up about a Airbus 380 that had made a stop in the Twin Cities. But Nick Benson joins me now on the John Schuster Cobalt Banker Hotline. He's an aviation enthusiast, also an activist. Nick, thanks for the time.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, thank you for the time to chat with you today.
So tell me about what you're doing in regards to tracking these planes that have been taking illegal immigrants away from the Twin Cities.
Well, I have been spending a lot of time, as you know, at the airport watching airplanes. Mm-hmm. And this spring, I noticed that we'd always have a charter airline coming in on Wednesdays and operating one of these ICE flights. And I noticed it wasn't showing up on the schedule anymore. And I started digging into why that was happening. And I learned that the chartered airlines that were operating these flights had started taking some steps to reduce the transparency around their operations. They started using the FAA's privacy list that Elon and Taylor Swift are famous for using to make it harder for enthusiasts to keep tabs on their movement. And they'd also started using a special military-style call sign that was also making it harder to find them on the flight trackers like FlightAware and FlightRadar24. So I realized that if the government was making it harder to see, maybe I ought to take a look at it. And I realized that right here at Minneapolis, the number of flights was increasing. So this spring, it had increased to two. And that was correlating with the new president taking office this January. And that's not my speculation. We've seen that in FOIA emails between Signature Aviation, the private jet terminal here at Minneapolis, and the airport, where they explained that that was indeed the reason, and the frequency was increasing. That was this spring. Now that frequency has increased to three or four times a week that these flights are coming into Minneapolis. In fact, I think there's one on its way here right now. It's over central Wisconsin now, and I would anticipate that they'll start descending pretty soon. But including the one I believe that's going to land here today, just in December, this one that's heading this way now will be the ninth ICE flight that has come into Minneapolis to take deportees away. So,
Nick, these are charter airlines who are now in contract with the Department of Homeland Security to operate these flights?
That's correct. These are generally they're charter airlines, or they're the charter division of other airlines. So the three companies that have been operating the flights here in the Twin Cities have been Global Crossing, Eastern Air Express, and those are both charter airlines. The only reason you might have ever heard of them otherwise would perhaps be because they have a Department of Defense contract to fly some service members around, or perhaps doing an athletic charter.
Sure.
For like a college or professional sports team. And then the other one is Denver Air Connection, which is an airline that actually does ticketed service. They fly a normal route that you and I would think of when we think of buying a ticket to fly. Denver Air Connection flies from Minneapolis up to Thief River Falls into Ironwood, Michigan also. So they also are operating these ice flights now for DHS. So
when you talk about increase in frequency, so like even before Trump came back into office in January, were deportees still being flown out of the Twin Cities on chartered flights?
They were. This has been a thing that's been going on for a long time. It was once a week on Wednesdays, and it was a regular tempo. And if you were paying attention to what was going on at the airport, it's just something that you got used to, and it was the part of the regular rhythm here at the Twin Cities. So it's been going on for a long time. What's new is the decreased
transparency.
Yeah, the decreased transparency, the increased frequency, and then the president issuing the directives to collect more people and telling their DHS and ICE to kind of step back from the longstanding enforcement norms. And even if our immigrant neighbors are doing things the right way, as it were, are still getting hassled and taken. And we've all seen and heard the reports of even U.S. citizens getting detained for hours and hours of this because of what they look like or their ancestors coming over from another country. So it's impacting our fellow citizens and our neighbors, and it's very concerning to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, and that's the activist role in you as to why you're doing that. I'm just playing devil's advocate here because our listeners probably are saying, well, so what, Nick? I mean, so what? These flights are coming and going. They were coming and going when Biden was president. Why are you so intent on making sure these are tracked and making sure that they're documented? What's your answer to that?
Because the ICE and DHS are now going so far that the Supreme Court, that's packed with Trump's own picks, has had to tell them to tap on the brakes and slow it down and reconsider it in several high-profile cases, the fact that they had overstepped what the normal traditional bounds are. They needed to remind DHS and ICE that the right to due process is guaranteed to everyone on U.S. soil, not just American citizens. And that much of the Constitution is here to protect us from the government, in a nutshell. So I believe these should be broad bipartisan values. If the situation on the street now is that there are federal government agents roaming around the streets indiscriminately, taking people without normal cause, even if they're American citizens. And I think to any American, that should be waving bright red flags in your face. And that's not just, some hippie left-wing activist nonsense. That's something I think we should all, anyone who's taken a civics class here understands that those are important key key elements of our of being an American, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the federal government is here taking that away from many of our neighbors right now. And I think I'm glad to see many other people are standing up and taking notice. And I share the frustration that many others have that many, since it's a federal government action with respect to immigration, that state and local and other levels of government are not in a position where they can do a whole lot about it, which is also very frustrating. But there are lots of people standing up for their neighbors and lots of different safe, legal, and creative ways to help improve the plight that our immigrant neighbors are facing right now.
Talking to Nick Benson, local aviation enthusiast and obviously an activist who is kind of documenting and making sure these ICE flights are documented. You mentioned that they're using the same kind of protections that private citizens would use, high-profile private citizens. Mm-hmm. But, and we understand the reason that those people use those protections is because for safety and protection.
Sure.
Again, devil's advocate, by you documenting these flights, we've heard, you know, that the federal government say these their agents often feel threatened by the general public because of the work that they're doing. Are you concerned that you're exposing those agents or others to dangers by documenting these flights?
I don't believe I am exposing anyone to any danger. Anyone who's at the Terminal 1 in Minneapolis on the south side of the airport can look out and see what's going on at Signature Aviation, just as you did when you were riding
yep.
by. It's clearly obvious what's going on. They're driving around in vans that have a big Department of Homeland Security logo on the side. It's happening here and at many other cities across the United States. It's not a unique problem to Minnesota. It's not a unique issue going on in Minnesota. And it's been happening out in the open transparently with easy to access data for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want us to see it now, I would ask, why is the government interested in less transparency now when they claim to be champions of transparency, radical transparency,
yep.
I think is a phrase I
right.
heard the administration using. So that what I have observed here contradicts that.
And just to be clear again, Nick, when these as we pointed out during this interview, that these flights were still happening when Biden was president. But when those flights were happening, they were documented and they were like you. Those that information on those flights was available and now it's not?
That is correct.
Right.
Yep, that information was transparent. And if they're feeling good about what they're doing,
yeah.
and I can see from that perspective, the transparency should be good from regardless of how you see all of this. I do believe that it's that the way things are happening without enough due process is a bad thing. But if you happen to believe that all of these citizens deserve the harassment from federal government agents, even though they're citizens, and you think they should be getting deported even to countries they didn't come from,
yeah.
That's you would still at least want the receipts and the evidence that it's happening. I feel like you should be, you know, I see the comment sections when I post these pictures. A lot of the comments are people saying that you know, that's great. Fill them up.
Yeah.
Let's see the receipts and let's have the transparency out there. So,
right. I mean, we're getting
what's going on.
Yeah. Nick, I agree with you. I mean, we're getting texts to the same effect saying who cares? Like they're deporting criminals and you're 100% right. Okay. If they're doing that, why are they hiding the information from the public?
And
when it used to happen with other presidents, they were providing that information. I think that's the big question here.
I think I suspect one of the reasons is the administration doesn't like the fact that over 70% of these people who are being detained and deported right now don't have serious criminal violations in their past. They're taking people who are following the rules and are, you know, the immigration system is a very big, complicated thing.
And
it's not a simple path from citizenship's not a point A to point B sort of thing. There are many ways to do it. And even for our friends who are doing things by the rules as they apply to their situation, they're getting picked up at court dates.
Yep.
There was an incident in the news I saw where people, they were at a swearing-in ceremony. That should be a cornerstone the people who have followed the things right, they just need to take that oath, and they're citizens. They've been following the thing. They're working on getting that American dream, just as I know many of our ancestors. For the folks listening here, I know we're a nation that is made up with many, many immigrants here, my family included. These people were pursuing the American dream, and ICE came in and snapped them up right before they were about to take the oath. And that's not hyperbole. That's what's actually happening out there. And I think we all need to be more concerned about it. It's agents of the federal government are out hassling American citizens right now because they have darker colored skin mm-hmm. than I do. And that's it's something we should all be concerned about. That's un-American, plain and simple. That's not hippie left-wing nonsense. That's just yep. basic civics.
Nick, you mentioned, like, you know, and you're frequently on these websites and, you know, posting pictures of not only these planes, but also just other aviation enthusiast kind of interaction. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, you know, free of controversy, but you mentioned you get comments on the things you post. What kind of pushback have you faced? And do you fear pushback, like, from the government? Because I would think, you know, if you're monitoring things that the government is doing, that they're trying to keep hidden, that they would have a problem with that.
That's their prerogative. If they think that this is the transparency of how the government is operating is a bad thing, that doesn't seem unreasonable from what I've heard. But there's so much hot air getting thrown around out there about activists who are standing up for their neighbors being enemies of the state or being domestic terrorists or whatever. It sounds like a lot of hot air to me, but I don't know. As far as pushback locally here, I've had very little pushback when I've been on airport property, just as I have for the last decade or so. Taking pictures of airplanes in and around the MSTs is well tolerated. The airport likes the transparency of people out there and having the ability to see something and say something. So they seem to be sticking with that kind of laissez-faire attitude with respect to people being out there and taking pictures. So that's good. And I appreciate that. So that's been good with respect to the airport itself and MAC. So that's good. The transparency is still there. And I appreciate that hasn't been hindered at all. So I hope it stays that way because MAC, while they have to follow, you know, there's nothing they can do to stop these flights here. It's aviation's a very egalitarian thing. They need to serve all comers. But being able to be there and have transparency for what's going on and document this, I think is also important. So,
Nick, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And we'll reach out again, maybe for a less controversial topic next time.
Yeah, but I would love to talk to you again. And just, one of those planes is descending into Minneapolis now. It'll be here in about 20 minutes. So
thanks.
It's an ongoing process. It hasn't been slowing down.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. Nick Benson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.